Bad news in the business world has been the focus of a lot of reports looking back at 2001. Layoffs, the dot-com's collapse, and the recession. Most analysts insisted it was enough to scare anyone out of the stock market. A few said good omens have been buried within the gloom. One of them is Don Phillips, managing director of Morningstar, an investment and research advisory firm. Phillips says a lot of investors have hung tough.
One of the things that the pundits had predicted for a long time is that mutual fund investors, which meaning the little guys in the market, would panic at the first sign of a down market. And yet we didn't see that. We didn't see a big exodus from funds. And I think that because of that, they're going to be around when we get the rebound.
Why did those mutual fund investors stay in the game last year?
Well, I think they've stayed in because, on the whole, mutual funds have treated them well. If you look at investors who've been in the market through mutual funds for the last 5 or 10 years, you know, their overall experience is still a very positive one. And I think that they're keeping that in mind when they're looking at 1 year's returns. They're saying, I didn't do so well this year, maybe not even so well the last 2 years, but I'm still up from where I started with 5 years ago. Plus, if you've got automatic investments going in through a 401k plan, or if you've got an IRA that's set up and it's in equity funds, it takes a lot of effort to get out of the market. So a lot of investors are saying, I'll just let the money I have on the table continue to ride.
But there's still those who feel share prices are still overvalued.
Well, and you can make an argument for share prices being overvalued, but one of the things you have to put into a context is say, what are the other options? And right now, with interest rates so low, there's a very compelling reason for investors to be in equities. And also the overall valuations, you know, you've had a series of glamour names that have taken on huge valuations that may well not be sustainable from these levels. But you see a lot of middle American companies out there that are trudging along, producing good results, and their values are not out of whack.
We talked a lot about the losers of last year. Were there any winners?
There were some winners and some big winners, and I think it's something that gets underreported. The small cap value sector, which would be, you know, smaller companies that didn't have big prices, very maybe mundane manufacturing businesses, those did exceptionally well last year. In fact, the category as a whole was up 17%. But the market's so focused on the glamour tech stocks that did poorly that they tend to report that the whole market did poorly.
So are those good investments? Is that where I should put my money now, or is there luck running out?
I think there's a substantial reason to believe that their luck will continue. The valuation levels, the price-earnings ratios, the price-to-book ratios are still much, much lower in the small-cap area of the market than they are with the big-cap companies. You know, there have been a lot of reasons that big-caps have dominated much of the 90s, the growing popularity of indexing, the globalization of the markets. But ultimately, stock prices are linked back to the earnings, and we've seen maybe better earnings growth and more sustained earnings growth in some of the smaller companies.
You see a recovery in this new year?
I think that it's very likely that we'll see stock prices rebounding, many pockets of strength in the market. I think that will continue. I don't think we'll go immediately back to, you know, the incredible surges of double-digit returns we enjoyed for much of the 90s, but I think you will most definitely see the outlook start to improve.
Don Phillips is managing director of the Chicago-based investment and research advisory firm Morningstar.